Today on the Interlaken Collection, it's Music for Winter. On this episode, we'll hear various pieces associated with the season. That's coming your way on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. In December of 1892, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's ballet The Nutcracker received its premiere in St. Petersburg. The ballet was based on the story The Nutcracker and the Mouse King by E.T.A. Hoffmann. The story is of a young girl who receives a Nutcracker doll on Christmas Eve. The ballet itself didn't do so well, but the orchestral suite that Tchaikovsky extracted from the ballet had quite a bit of success. But in the 1960s, the entire ballet began to experience a revival, especially during the Christmas season. And Interlaken was no exception. Every other year, the Academy Orchestra and dance departments present the entire ballet. We'll hear two different movements from the Nutcracker Suite from two different student performances. First, it's the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy in the spring of 1963, with Joseph Maddy conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra. Then we'll hear the Waltz of the Flowers, conducted by Octavio Masarokas in December of 2009.
Thank you.
two movements from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite from two different Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra performances. The first was the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, with Joe Maddy conducting in May of 1963. The second was the Waltz of the Flowers, with Octavio Mas-Arocas conducting in December of 2009. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to music for the winter season. You can stream this and many of our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlaken Public Radio app. The Magnificat is often heard as part of the liturgical services in the Catholic and Eastern Orthodox churches. It's also one of the oldest hymns used in Protestant churches, along with the scripture reading during the season of Advent. The text that is most often used originates in the biblical Gospel of Luke, in the context of the birth of Jesus Christ. Here's part of the Magnificat that Johann Sebastian Bach composed. The section is called Honor and Glory. This is the Interlaken Arts Camp High School Concert Choir performing this piece in the summer of 1998. Honor and Glory from Johann Sebastian Bach's Magnificat, performed by the 1998 High School Concert Choir. If you'd like to see a photo of what Kresge Auditorium looks like in the wintertime, check out classicalipr.org. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. We just heard an excerpt of A Christmas Canticle. And while the Magnificat is based on the birth of Jesus, the oratorio L'Enfance du Christ, or The Childhood of Christ, is composed by Hector Berlioz and based on the early life of Jesus. The piece begins with King Herod's dream that a child will overthrow him. The second and third parts recount the shepherd's visit to see the baby Jesus and their farewell as the family flees to Egypt. The premiere of this oratorio took place in Paris in December of 1854, with Berlioz himself conducting. We'll hear excerpts from the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir and Orchestra performance that took place in December of 1969 under the direction of Nicholas Harshanyi. This performance took place in the Jesse V. Stone Building, and this version of the oratorio was abridged for concert performance by Interlaken's own Byron Hansen.
Was born in a manger, Jesus. Patience.
We heard excerpts of L'Enfance du Christ, or The Childhood of Christ, by Hector Berlioz. The Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra performed on December 13th, 1969, under the direction of Nicholas Harshanyi, in the Jesse V. Stone Building. The version of the oratorio we heard was abridged for concert performance by Byron Hansen. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to music often heard during the winter season. You can stream this and many of our episodes at classicalipr.org or in the Interlaken Public Radio mobile app. Another piece popular this time of year is the opera Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck. Humperdinck's sister wrote four songs based on the Hansel and Gretel tale, which she gave to her children for Christmas. Humperdinck and his sister then decided to turn the set of four songs into an entire opera. She wrote the libretto, and he wrote the music. The premiere of the Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel took place at Christmas time in 1893, with none other than Richard Strauss conducting. The opera is a favorite during the Christmas season, and its overture is programmed on concerts year-round. This is a performance of the overture from July of 2014. The World Youth Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Eric Nielsen. Thank you. the Prelude to Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck, the overture to an opera about a brother and sister that was composed by a brother and sister. This performance took place in Kresge in July of 2014. The World Youth Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Erik Nielsen. Thanks for joining us for the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more on our website at classicalipr.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.